Have you ever felt like there's a bigger you that lives inside? Like you're more than one thing, but maybe you haven't given yourself permission to be your whole damn self. When we gather on Sexy Sunday, we're here to do that. I'm Bonnie, and I'm here for the taboo, the details of what makes you moan, and how we play with this experiment of life. Clap it. There are several claps.
Yeah, just so you can. The last one. We'll sync it to the last one. It's good.
Thank you for joining me on the podcast today.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Wow. This is the first episode back with a guest besides just me after a big long summer break. And in this time frame, then I have turned 40. So especially today, then I want to talk about my naked birthday.
It's not my first time on the podcast, but.
No, but it's just been the first time after the break that I've had that personally as a host of this podcast that I've had somebody else be on the podcast with me. You've been on the podcast a couple times already. So for those of you who are listening, who are brand new to the podcast, this is my lover, a.k.a. Jason, a.k.a. Jazzy, a.k.a. Z, a.k.a. my cotton candy.
Whatever you like.
So my lover's been on the podcast here before. There is some conversational podcasts. And then also some where we had some
spicier.
Some spicier. If you want to, I don't remember the episodes at the moment. We'll link them in the show notes. If you want to listen to some reciprocal oral pleasure experiences that were experiments on the podcast, then we did that, which was, I mean, I had a good time.
Of course, yeah.
Of course. But today, I really wanted to have this be a conversation, one, because I think it will be a fun thing for us to kind of talk about our experience with Naked 40, and then also to share what it even was, how it happened, why we did it, what our takeaways was, what we loved, what was felt tricky, like just some things about the project itself, and where we are going to, like where we're looking forward to moving still, like from that experience, like what it's inspired. So thank you for being here. Thanks for, I think, playing with me. Not on the kitchen counter like yesterday, but that too.
It's all play. Yeah.
There was no pubes in lunch even after that, so we're good. But in like a creation process, and I think that it doesn't always happen that people are maybe connected to a lover that like we can bounce off each other's ideas and create something where it feels like it gets into a good flow.
Yeah, I think we fit together really well in terms of how we kind of come together with our collaborative natures. I think given other ways that we've made things together, I think this felt like a really natural way to keep going. And, you know, I think, I don't know if we could have started here on your Naked 40 birthday party project. That would have been kind of hard, I think. But because we had other projects that we worked together on, it felt like a natural progression, a natural experience. But also majorly, like, made me grow a bunch as well.
Well, how do you think it made you grow?
Well, I've never made photographs like this before. Other than with you. And before that, I've never photographed anyone in the nude. So it was an interesting experience for me. Because it took me a little, like, way out of my comfort zone in a lot of ways. And, you know, I don't make photographs all that often of people beyond what we were making together.
I mean, you make a lot of pictures of me or of, like, things we're doing or, like, we'll play with the camera in that way, which was I mean, I have shared with people that our very first date was you brought the Polaroid and made a picture of me. So from the beginning, I have had the experience of you making pictures of me. So that 100% feels like something that you just do.
Did it feel good that I made a picture of you on the first date?
Yeah. Well, I was just like, well, okay. I mean, I walked up to you in the parking lot and you were wearing your mask because it was December of 2020. Mm-hmm. And then you were like, I don't know. I didn't know if we were going to do masks or not. And I was like, no mask. And then we walked down this little trail and into like the foresty area and you were in front of me. And then you turned around and looked at me like walking down the trail. And then you were like, oh, the light. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I look so good. And I remember you talking about that. That's not where you, I don't know that if you made a picture of me right there. I know you made a picture of me and there was like a little switchback thingy that you made a picture of me on.
Do you still have that photograph?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So, even though you feel like maybe you're not somebody who makes pictures a lot, my whole experience with you over this past almost 3 years has been that you make pictures all the time. And as like, I mean, I look at my own professional business and with yoga and coaching and both through video content and through still images, like your signature is basically on so much of what I use now to share with other people about the work that I'm doing. And I think it's really been a powerful thing for me to see myself reflected in your craft and in your art of making pictures and making video. And I think I've told people that it makes me feel both beautiful and badass to be in front of your camera, and that was one of the things I wanted to give people. So having, as you know, several years of experience, I think of being in front of your camera. And then in March of this year, we did Naked March, where I decided to make pictures every day naked, and you decided to say yes to that.
Well, that's a huge compliment. I mean, that you feel beautiful and badass in front of my lens. I think that, you know, that's something I'm striving for in terms of making pictures of someone, making them feel seen, making them feel strong, making them feel beautiful. Even, you know, I think everybody has that, and it takes a little bit to get to it sometimes, but you're so easy to make pictures of, so it's fun. It's fun for me to make pictures of you specifically, but also other people.
Well, and I think, you know, I had such an experience where it didn't feel fun for other people that I was in a relationship with to make pictures of me necessarily. And so when you were like, no, you want to keep going? And I'm like, oh, you want to keep going? Okay.
Well, I've also had the inverse of people who I've been with who... they don't love being in front of the camera. They don't love being the center of that lens. It's just, it would create tension. And, you know, I think depend on personality type, and you feel like you've worked through a little bit of being in front of the camera. It's part of what you do for work is like, how do you feel authentic in front of the camera?
Yeah.
That's hard work. I mean,
it is hard work, and I think that was a gift of Naked 40, and we're kind of like looping around like Naked 40, not directly talking about what it is. So anybody who's listening, we're getting there. But I think the gift of that for me was helping others try to tap into a little bit of that comfort. And people come with all their different experiences and thoughts about their body and thoughts about being naked in front of other people and being photographed. So there's a lot of layers in it, but I think that felt like a really beautiful thing to be able to walk with people in. And I do know that it's work, and you've popped in front of the camera now that we've been together, where I was like, okay, how about you get in there, take it all off, give yourself a place to hang your hat. Yeah.
So how did it start, the Naked 40 project?
Okay, so Naked 40, we had Naked March, where we made a picture every day. Well, we made multiple pictures. We had a photo session every day in March, just because I thought it would be fun.
I feel like you were coming out of your back pain.
Yeah.
Living. And I think that that was like a lot. Yeah. We didn't make a lot of pictures during that period of time.
That's true.
You had a hard time moving. I think it was just like we were so focused on your back and getting you well.
Yeah.
And I don't think we made a lot of pictures. But March, you were starting to feel better. And I think there mm-hmm. was, I think you were tapping. You wanted, I feel like, I mean, maybe this is just me like, projecting, but I feel like you really wanted to tap back into your sensual self. I think for you this was a way. You were gonna just do it on your own, but I wanted to be a part of it.
Well, I invited you. I mean, it's better because you were there. So like there were just gonna be a lot of like selfie timers of me putting the camera on the mirror of like who knows what it would have been. But I love that reflection. It was hard. I think having any sort of pain, chronic pain is anything that lasts longer than 3 months. And I was in that zone and then kind of redefining what wellness means and really kind of honing what I needed to do to support myself to get out of pain. I was in that process and definitely feeling better. And so maybe that was a piece of it that I didn't name specifically, but now thinking about it, I agree with you because I really did feel distant from my sensual and sexual self because I couldn't ride you. Like my back hurt. You can't like do the twerking motion. I couldn't do so much or to even be in the folded position of hinging at my hips. And so like sex in general is really hard. And if we can't connect in that physical way. And I feel like that's still some of our conversations of like, how do we, like, that was like a year ago, but it's definitely impacted our relationship. And so it was a playful space, I think, especially jumping from that winter to springtime. Or we're like, okay, we're going to get naked. What are we doing? Wait, it's midnight. We still got to make a picture.
Well, you know what? I mean, for creative, partnerships, like, especially if there's like, romantic aspect in it, you know, this we definitely, I think it was like supercharged us a little bit in making the things. And some of the sessions were really hot and heavy. But some of them were just goofy, like, I mean, and it was an interesting progression. Sometimes it was like almost midnight and it was like, well, we have to make a picture, and then we made those pictures out on the street. That was so like there's so much range in just that 1 month. I don't know. I think it would be good for anybody if they're like, oh, like what's a project that's going to.
That's true, actually. That's an interesting sort of prompt. We'll give that out to the universe if you feel like you want to make a project together. But just like I think we did it one, like you have to decide to do it because you think it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And two, know when you're going into it that there will be days that you're like, oh, my gosh, we have to make something. And one or both of you won't be feeling it, and you'll do it anyway.
Well, yeah, some of them are like the opposite of sexy, like just like the ones where you're under the blanket and there's the red light. We were just like
some
playing.
Of them were like creative,
like, playing around.
And it doesn't, and it doesn't have to be explicit. It doesn't. You just have to be naked, and there could be any sort of number of props, and you don't even have to be all the way naked. I was thinking though of explicit. I'm thinking of the stairs scene in particular. Yeah.
So this was a kernel, though. The Project Naked March was a kernel,
right?
A seed for what was
for Naked 40, because then I had told a friend about my Naked March, and she had said, "Well, why don't you just host a gallery show? Why don't you put up your pictures here in my shop and like have people come and see them?" And I was like, "What? Like that's what?" I don't know. I was just like, that's interesting. How do I feel about that? Would I want to be on the walls somewhere? How does that make me feel about myself? How does that make me feel about, is that really self-centered to do that? Is that like too much? Like I wasn't even about me being naked. Like I didn't even worry. It wasn't about that. It was more about like, do I want that much of me in the wall? Is that like really what I want? And I think that's just an interesting kind of thought experiment for any of us to do. And at this point now, I'd be like, sure, let's do it. That sounds fun. Like now we've been some other places. But I came home to you, and in our conversation, somehow we landed on that I had been thinking about what to do for my 40th birthday in September. And this kernel of seed that was Naked March plus a gallery show all of a sudden, and my 40th birthday, like all three of those things coalesced into the volcano. And we're like, what if for my 40th birthday, I do host a gallery and it's not actually just me, which feels very much like me with all the things I do. I'm like, it's not just going to be me. Now everybody else is going to get naked too.
How about all of my friends?
So I said, I want to photograph 40 people naked and they will be on the wall and I will be on the wall and we will host a party where everybody gets to come and see this gallery of all of us naked. So we did it.
Yeah, we did it.
You were like, okay. You were almost going to be gone on production for the whole summer. So we're like, should we do it or not? But we did 9 photo sessions between June and August. And a session was anywhere from 3 to 6, I think. I don't think we did 7. 3, 6, 7, something in
folks,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, people in a day, mm-hmm. basically.
And the range of amount of time we would spend with people was roughly like 15, 20 minutes to an hour to 2 hours, depending on.
Yeah. It really.
The space and
yeah.
the comfort level, or just like maybe just like people had this much time or we had this much time, and
mm-hmm.
you know, some of it was like faster and some of it was slower.
Yeah, I think by the end I really loved making space for more time, because it allows people to drop into their experience, where when you first take off your clothes and you're in a new place, and I think of one friend and he came over and he's like, wait, so like you just want me to sit like my naked ass on your table, like that's really what you want me to do? And I was like, yes. He's like, do you want me to take off my clothes now? I'm like, yeah. I mean, we had to had some other conversation before, and like he just walks in the door and just doesn't just start this conversation. But then I was like, yep, get on my table, bring your ass on the table. My kids have learned how much nudity was around in the house. They're like, wait, Mom, people were sitting on the table naked? I'm like, yep, don't worry guys, I sanitized it.
We wiped it down.
But yeah. Yeah, that was, I think it was cool to see the variety of people who said yes. The people who said yes because they're like, well, for you, Bonnie, we're going to do it. And there was people that came from knowing you before they knew me. And they said that if you're the photographer, there's not another male photographer that they would have said yes to. And so it was a fun, eclectic mix. And I think by the time we got through the end, as far as like time with people, and sometimes it was the first time I was meeting them. Most of the people I knew ahead of time, but there was a handful of people that it was the first time I had met them, was when they came and got naked.
And some of the people, first time I had met them, and sometimes
a lot
both
of them.
Of us,
yeah,
both of us hadn't met either of us.
Right. So people showed up like truly in a lot of trust, and it was just a gift. I mean, this was nobody paid anything. We provided all the backdrop. Everybody was like going home with a Polaroid of themselves. They got all pictures and images. They got invited to the party. So this was my 40th birthday gift to people, was saying, if I get to celebrate being alive, if I get to celebrate how full and beautiful my life is, what would be a fun thing to give people, and saying, how can this opportunity for reflection from you and something that I've received from you, and this, you know, Naked March being this inspiration of like, this is something that would be really cool to give, that's really unique, that other people probably have not done for their 40th birthdays. And it was fun and it was vulnerable and it was so intimate. And I loved having each of those sessions be very unique from each other, because it really was just about that one person for the time you were with them.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
No. So that was what it was and why it was. And it mostly took place here at the house. Yeah. And like the setup of the day, I would basically just message people and say like, hey, this is the date, this is the time. There's people that there was not enough time to even get as many people as wanted to join. Some schedules didn't align and some people filled in last minute. And I think what feels really good to me though was that I didn't want it to be all women. Mm-hmm. That felt really important to me. I think in all of my work, it is a mix of perspectives, bodies, genders, everything that makes things feel more whole and gives it a richer experience. And so that there was 12 people that identified as male, there were several people that identify as non-binary, and then women as well. So it was a mixture of people and mixture of people in their bodies. And I loved that when we did the show, like when at my birthday, and some reflection from some people saying, oh, there was people that looked like me there. Mm-hmm. And even my 15-year-old who came to the show, and my mom who flew from Montana to come to the show, and my sister who was in the show and had her fairy wings on, and like those people got to be there. And talking to my 15-year-old since then about that experience, like as a mom, they took away saying that made me, seeing other people made me feel more comfortable in my body.
And that's huge for Alex, actually.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
And yeah, so I think it's, I think for anybody, and, you know, I kind of, the trepidation of like, do you invite teens to this? Is this, you know, and I'm here being like, well, whatever kid wants to come to this. It wasn't about sex. It wasn't about a zoom in on a dick or a pussy or a nipple. And also it could be, but it wasn't about, it wasn't trying to sexualize. It was trying to capture the softness and strength of people. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. I mean, I think that's a lot of what you were bringing too. I mean, I think the way I make pictures, is in this sort of documentary or sort of observational, but also collaborative nature of photography, trying to like get to the sort of essence of a person. But what you were bringing too was walking people through it and walking people to that spot and then helping them stay there, helping mm-hmm. them exist in that space. And that's like really difficult to do, I think. And I think it really shows in the body of the work how much your presence is in the images. And I think you had some folks mm-hmm. talk to you about this, and like, I knew it all along. I was mm-hmm. seeing the pictures, and I really wanted this to feel not, this isn't about my, this was never about my photography expression. This was about how we could come together to make photographs that mm-hmm. felt like ours, that felt like mm-hmm. us.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I was bringing to it, I hope, was what you're saying and about reflecting people's beauty, mm-hmm. but also what you were bringing to it was, I mean, beyond all the the scheduling,
right, and all the admin back end of getting people there,
a tremendous amount of work, but also just that presence of being with people. And you know, I think that you bring that to so many spaces, but it was really neat to see that you grow as well, like to watch you sort of own it a little bit more in this space, in making art, and then sharing that in the gallery space. I think it was really, honestly, a big honor to watch you be that artist in that space.
Thank you. I love the lines between what we create get really blurry, and you're behind the camera and I'm there with them. And I think that, you know, I was introducing myself as a creative director of it, which is never a term I've used. I'm like, that's actually what I'm doing. I'm also like the producer. It's like trying to get the production actually happening and organized, but helping people drop into their bodies. And we'd have a whole, like, okay, we're going to begin and have a conversation with them and help them do weird things with their bodies first. We do weird lip movements with our faces, and where everybody says, I don't know what to do with my hands. And I'd say, that's not your job. That's my job. Like, you just get to show up and I'm going to be here with you, and you don't have to worry about how you have to move.
There's a lot of power in that, I think, in removing someone's responsibility mm-hmm. to like be the one that creates that feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think because it's already so vulnerable, it's already such a new thing, and it's not boudoir pictures where I think there's a lot of people that had that misconception coming into it as well. Like, oh, we're going to get naked. We're going to like be trying to turn somebody on with these pictures. It's not that. And it wasn't just like stand up in the middle room, like stick figure. It wasn't that. It was this place in between that's like actually just exist and move and try not to hold yourself where you're trying to make yourself small. Where's a place that you can soften into a little bit and find a little bit of breath and just kind of be a human and have a conversation with me and I'll help you move. And so I think it was really lovely to walk into that in a way that I think being a yoga teacher and a movement teacher 100% is helpful for this space. But I agree with you that looking at myself from the beginning to the end, I definitely became more comfortable in that and how I wanted to show up and lead that. And I think with any projects, you know, I think that project in particular, even like at the end when I had the pictures and we had done it, I was like, this has changed me. And I said that even going into it, I was like, this is a project that changes us. Like we cannot like sprint and do like a three. Well, I mean, by the time it's all done, it's 4 months, like June through September. We can't do this for 4 months, have this be a thing that we invest so much time and energy and attention into and not have it change us.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel changed?
How do I feel changed? I think that sometimes there it can be easy to say that you can or cannot do something. And to have given myself permission to do something big like this and invite a lot of people to like come and get naked, which is not typical.
It's not small.
Right. And for them to trust you and me mm-hmm. in that experience. So I had to give myself permission to own that, to do it. And I think that's always interesting to say, like, where am I and how can I expand with where I'm at now? And so I think a takeaway for me is a continued permission of saying, like, that's like, you could do it. Like, you could do that.
Yeah.
And that means that other things are possible and where we want to go with this or other experiences we want to create for people. And believing, I think it helps me believe that it's worth it.
And it's so possible. More is possible.
Absolutely. Yeah. But that it's worth it, that the people who experienced that with us felt changed because of it. And when I would text people the next day and check in with them with what they were up, you know, feeling, and then people responding even like weeks later of the impact of that experience, it was so beautiful. It was so validating, and that I have felt changed by taking off my clothes in front of the camera where I have nothing to hide and where the things that we think are the most problematic or the things that are the trickiest things about our bodies and the way that our stories in our heads are really loud, to have my own process in taking my clothes off and to own myself mm-hmm. in all of it mm-hmm. at all angles, where you don't have control when you don't have the camera.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give up control. And I think the giving up control and just accepting, actually be like, yeah, that's me. That angle is me, and that angle is me, and that angle is me. And that one, my eyes look weird, but you know, it's fine. But then to gift that to somebody else. So I think I'm changed in that I love it. I don't know if that feels like a change or not. Like I knew I loved it, but I loved offering it to other people, and I didn't know that I had never done that before. So that's one thing off the top of my head. I think there's a lot of others, but how about you?
I think it's similar ways, like that I've been able to I started this year out, big year for me, and thinking about how can I get bigger? And I think that's in lots of different ways that I'm trying to figure out. And this was definitely a way that I was going to feel bigger, like doing this work with you, being the photographer in the room, but also being there at the gallery and
and in the gallery.
Yeah, just like owning it, you know, being like, yeah, this is me. Mm. And we did this together, kind of feeling.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's bigger.
And also getting naked in front of the camera, which I've never done before either.
And how'd it feel?
Before this year. I think it was easier to make pictures of myself. I think it is a bit of a, and I knew going into this, I was asking people, we were asking a lot of people, and I wanted to, you know, this is a thing that I've done a lot. It's like, I wanted to do that with me first. I wanted to feel it first.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you making pictures of me, which happens sometimes. I think sometimes you've turned the camera on me, and it's not as frequent as me making pictures of you, but you know, it's like reps, trying to get in the experience of what it feels like to be in front of the camera. Definitely is a thing that's made me realize first how much is being asked of people, but also like what it feels like to have that impact happen, the growth happen, the sort of expansion of feeling comfortable or owning yourself.
Yeah. How does it feel to see yourself naked then and be like, oh, there's a picture of me naked.
That's on the
like,
wall?
Yeah.
I mean, I loved it.
Why'd you love it?
I don't know. It just felt awesome. Like, ooh! Yeah. No, it just felt really good to be on the wall with, I think it was like, oh yeah, I fit here. I fit in this group.
I love that.
And like, just looking at all the people and like, I'm hoping that that's what people felt, especially in the room.
Yeah,
when we did the show, it's like, oh yeah, I fit.
Yes,
yeah. I fit here.
Yeah,
I belong here.
I love that. Well, and there was somebody else that during the gallery. Man, there's like so many stories in my head right now. But like, there was somebody during the show, and I had told them, I was like, you know, I was actually thinking of putting a different picture of you on the wall than this one, because I just told everybody I was going to put one picture. There were a couple doubles and some people who showed up with a partner or a friend, and so their picture together is on the wall, and then they also had singles, so there was some variety. There was 52, I think, pictures on the wall. And anyway, but I told this person that I was thinking about swapping it, but I hadn't had a conversation with them, and so I told them they didn't. And during the show they said, you know, actually, like, now that I'm here, it doesn't even matter. And I think there was just the thought was in my head, I think it was such a generous spirit about the gallery itself and everybody who showed up there. It really was, the whole idea was that this is a body celebration, and this is you being in your body in whatever state it is, and that it's worth celebrating at this very moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you felt, you're like, oh, I belong there, and that was fun. And yeah, I love that was the experience. And seeing so many different people, there was people with fire.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. there was a picture that we shot through a piece of plastic there. There were people on my bed. There were, I mean,
in the forest.
It's like somebody in the forest. And I don't know. It was just, and I loved that there was platonic friendship pictures that were naked, and there was lovers pictures together. And I there was such, every single session was different. And I think one of the intimacies of the experience too was that as I walked with people, and literally we'd like walk around the house or walk into the forest and going through the things, and you're setting up lights and the cameras, and sometimes I'm helping you move the things, but they're talking to me and I got to walk with them. as I, and check in with them, be like, well, you know, what's up? How's it going? Like, however I'd say it, probably not like, what's up? It's not necessarily my style, but like, and for them to share, you know what, this is kind of how I'm feeling right now, or this is feeling in this sort of way, and helping them give themselves permission to own what they needed, and if they needed a pause, and if they needed to share something, be like, wow, I'm feeling really uncomfortable about my belly right now, right? Or some people showing up and saying, I had a meditation today, and this is what I want to bring to the session. Mm-hmm. And some people saying, this prop means a whole lot to me, and this is why. And there was a book from a grandma, and there was a hat that was purchased on a trip that felt really transformational for someone. And there was instruments, and one person played the cello and played and sang to us while
that was incredible.
The picture is being made. Like I just have like full body warmth feels right now, that like it was such a gift to witness people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the day of, we'd throw things together and make all of the backdrops. And we had several ideas of locations of, we're like, okay, here's four different places. And then we'd kind of feel into each person and say, okay, how about this and this with these people?
Yeah, the process was fun and challenging.
Yes.
Especially because we sometimes didn't have as much time to like prep and think about how we wanted to create the spaces. But I think some other times we were very intentional in creating spaces and creating tableaus and scenes and backdrops and like sort of like textual experiences for people to like drop into. Some of them didn't work at all.
Yeah.
Some of them were great. So it was kind of experimental in itself. And that was a little bit of, I mean, it's fun for me. It's a fun thing for me too.
It was totally part of the play for, I think, for you and I. And I think that's, there's so many layers to this, where there was the backdrop session, backdrop planning, where, okay, what are the locations that we want to...
And like, what's the story that we can create here?
Right. And because most of them took place here in my space, and this giant ass house, and the forest, and what, and outside in the backyard, and the garage, and we like had things everywhere, the bathtub, the office. So I think there was that layer, and then the layer of your picture making, then the layer of my directing, and then you bring, like, it is nothing without somebody else and their own layer in it.
Right.
And so it really becomes this co-creation of the subject, the person that's in it, of me being able to like hold like kind of the whole space of that, and then you being able to set up that image to be able to like be displayed and be shared and be like absorbed. And so I think it really was this dance of all of us. And I think the craft of that, of the offer that we created, it was fun to watch both of us grow in that. And I know you were uncomfortable in that first step into it. You're like, oh my gosh, am I even a photographer? And what about nude photography? And I think one of the gifts that in receiving some feedback was so many, I think, especially women who are not going to be like drop their clothes for any dude. And as you showing up as a male bodied person and them showing up, most of them, like a whole lot of them, not knowing you and the feedback being that you were so comfortable to be in front of the camera with. I mean, I'm there with them too. So I mean, again, it's like a whole play, but I think you there behind the camera, and I think that there's such a respectful space that we co-create that really helped people. Like, honestly, it's the feedback from like every single person, like they could drop in, and not just for female body people, but I will speak directly to female body people, to like having the male eye.
Yeah, because this is a thing that's like historically problematic, I think.
Yeah,
too, like the male gaze is like a thing that throughout history has created tension, but also a sort of like imbalance in power dynamics, and like that's not something that I was interested in contributing to. Like, that's never been something I'm interested in contributing to. But also here, the way that we worked this is is very much in an effort to not create a sort of power dynamic that is is like that feels imbalanced. Like that was the like we were like, okay, how do we balance this? How do we create a balanced space? Because otherwise people aren't going to feel comfortable. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's also no way to move the conversation forward.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the opposite of that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that all this, it just makes me want to do more of it. I think it makes, it encourages me in this way too of, well, okay, that made us grow and get bigger. And how else do we do that more now? Like it matters less. Like we could just both take, like I could take my clothes off right here and we can make some pictures. Great. Like, and more, it gets more and more comfortable and to own myself and having a reflection. Like you have to see yourself. Like, it's even like this podcast, I get to record our voices and then we have to say, oh, that's the sound of my voice. And not everybody loves that. And nobody loves pictures of themselves. So it is a process. So you, like, there's so many layers in it. And the stories you've been told about your body, or that you've told about your body, or been told about getting naked, or about what nudity is, or about what sensuality means.
Right, because we internalize all those things and they become our story.
Yeah.
And that's the loudest thing.
Right. So I think that the party, and I was just so, it was so fun because I told everybody, I invited them. I said, you have to dress big, bold. If you think it's too much, then it isn't. And so it's so many like wild things people wore. I loved it so much. I definitely had a sheer skirt on. You could see my ass. And yeah, people just showed up and it was such a space of delight for me. I was so excited to watch everybody. And there was such a celebration and a respect of others and awe.
Mm.
Like everybody just really appreciating each other because they felt like you were, it was, you're part of a group and you're part of the thing. So.
Yeah. I think the gallery was definitely high.
Mm-hmm.
Making the pictures was a high moment.
Yeah.
There's, we were kind of skipping over the post-production part a little
bit. Oh my gosh.
About
there's so much post-production.
How much work. I mean, I think there's, I mean, underlying all this sort of delightful experience, there was like a ton of work, just a ton of work. And then the post-production.
Yeah.
I think, did you learn anything from the post-production?
Well,
part of this?
With all the editing, so that's really like when you say post-production, like the editing and the choosing of the pictures. So we had to narrow it down to one picture per person, and almost over half the people signed up and said yes, that they wanted to review their pictures afterwards before and in the choosing process too. So there was like the editing and the choosing and then some of the conversation, then we go back and then we ordered, and there was all of this. And I, side note, I would definitely do all of the consultation with people. I would have that be a have to for anything in the future, to be there for the conversation of them seeing their pictures for the first time. Those were so like, like those conversations felt really important and really beautiful. And it was just me and that other person with time to talk about their experience and their reflection of seeing themselves, which brought up all different sorts of amazing emotions. So, but the production process and the editing process, I had to, I told people, I said, I chose these top pictures when I displayed them or had this conversation. So I said, I choose these top pictures with the idea of what would I choose to put on my wall today that brings some sort of movement to me, to my like vision, to my experience when I look at them. And to go from anywhere from, I don't know, what's the fewest number of pictures that we had? Like, let's say 120.
I mean, I think the fewest was probably somewhere around 500 or 600. You mean in a session?
Well, like for one person might have like 700 pictures, and just another person might have 200 pictures, and we have to like go through those and pick one.
Yeah.
And so it was quite the feat. And going through and saying, okay, now here is a handful that I really like of this person that are really moving, but now what about how they all dance on the wall together once they're on the wall, is displayed as a full gallery? So there was layers in choosing that too, which I think I didn't expect to be the thing. I don't know. It was wild to watch myself change my mind. Be like, that one? Nope. Actually, it's this one.
It was cool for me to be a part of that process too. Partially because I've studied picture editing, and I've done this many, many times for different types of projects, but it's cool. I mean, it is true. It's like, okay, well, one photograph, if it's going to stand on its own, yeah, says one thing. When you gather them into mm-hmm. a group of 52 images, there's a conversation, you know, some of my professors talking about, there's the picture in the picture, and then there's the picture between the pictures.
Mm.
It's the image that we are creating with our minds. There's the conversation between the two of them. It's that is what you're, that's really the part that's hard to craft. That's the image that you're creating as a body.
Mm.
So it was really cool to watch you. I mean, and also kind of fun for me to see you like, well, this picture, no, it doesn't work with all the other ones. And we mm-hmm. want to make it feel like a cohesive, well, not necessarily cohesive, but just that they're all creating one big conversation, yeah, instead of
like each picture is a story, but then they all tell a story together.
Yeah.
Mm. I love it. So gosh, I mean, there's a billion other things. I mean, in some ways I wish I could, you know, let's go through every single person and talk about the things, like, and I still have the box of pictures where I have thought about, you know, maybe we host the gallery somewhere else. Maybe I go back to that original person and say, hey, do you want to host some gallery show in the shop? But we haven't. And maybe that is going to be a thing. But I think looking forward from where we are now, what we are looking to offer then and to share with people, is to offer one day body celebrations, because it's all body celebration. This is what it is, mm-hmm. which incorporates how so often I'm like, you're more than one thing. That's really what I want people to know. It's like, you're more than one thing. You can be the naked person on my table, and you can be like the professional businessman, and you can be like the parent, and you can be a lover, and you can be like somebody who likes to play D&D, or
the person that's in pain,
or the person that's in pain and the person who doesn't feel good in their body. You can be a person who's in the middle of a transition and you don't even know who you are, what you are, what you're doing, and you're still worth celebrating.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest takeaways too from this, is that, like, I think the courage to just show up and do mm-hmm. it, even if you're like, I think some people were like, whole time they're on their way here, they were like, they were like, I'm going to call it off, you know, like, mm-hmm. but then they did it anyway. And I feel like for some of those folks, it was the biggest impact.
Yeah. Where they're like, I'm just driving. What am I doing? What am I doing? I'm still going. What am I doing? Yeah. And that, and where I think some of us were like, well, maybe I should lose some weight here. Or how do I feel about this? Or what's my state of mind in this? Or I'm in this transition space. Like, you still just show up. You still were celebrating in that moment and in that day. So, yeah. So I think that's where we are looking forward in this next year in 2024 to step into offering some events. And they'll be smaller events so that everybody can go home with a picture, because that's the whole thing about body celebration. It's movement, it's community, it's the conversation, and it's making pictures, and it's making nude pictures. That's it. And like, that's such a big piece of it, that you get to see yourself reflected. You get to see and be seen. And in your images. And so there are smaller intimate groups, meaning, you know, like max 15 or 10. 15 is a lot. Right. So they're smaller groups. So there's time to really connect with people. And actually, I love that. That's like another aside for a group, is that some people met each other for the first time. There's even people who went out with each other afterwards, which I love. Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to offer that. And then also we're figuring out how to offer this as sessions, solo sessions. So I think as we got to the end of it, and we really were giving people an hour, 45 minutes. And then it's, now we're at the place where, like, oh, let's give people 2 hours. Like, let's give a session where we are thinking about the story you want to tell. And we're able to be with several couples, whether it's platonic friends or with lovers, and that's a really wonderful place as well to be able to help people drop into that space.
Yeah, it's really also dynamic. I think mm-hmm. that at first we were like trying to figure out how to do that, but I think there's dynamic to it that's really fun.
Yeah.
To experiment with.
Yeah. So I guess we put this all out there that those dates of things are coming for the sessions, the solo sessions, we will have dates announced that are like, this is a date. We'll just put it out there as like a January 17th. That's not a real date, people. But like, that's what we'd
because
say
we're,
is
we're
like.
We're more than one thing too, both
right.
of us.
We are like, have other things we're holding, but we'd love to hold this because it feels really transformational and expansive for both of us. Mm-hmm. And I think to show up with people in that and give it as a service that we now could provide, mm-hmm. having a lot of experience that we kind of gave ourselves. So if that's interesting to you at all, and if you want to be put on a list to like know about the things, you can email me at hello@bonnieweeks.com. Send me a message and we can go from there, and I can let you know when we have dates available because we've got some magic to make together. So thank you for sharing with me today.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was easy.
Good.
Fun. Playful.
Good. Good. Happy Naked 40, y'all. I'm 40 now, and we're just going to get more naked from here. So whatever birthday you have coming up, if you need to do birthday suit yoga, I'm a big proponent of that. If you need to throw a naked party and make naked pictures, or you want that as any of your milestones, like, I'm all for it. You're welcome to reach out to Jazzy and I and hire us. We happen to love it.
We love it. Yeah.
But until next time, and you tune into the podcast next time, remember, you're more than one thing. Keep it spicy.